Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines in your life. These disciplines are so important to be established so that you have fruit. You know, I see so many out there that don't have fruit. They've been Christians a long time as well. I see lots of them. Oh, they have a lot of knowledge. But where is the fruit? They're continuing in the same ways of the world, continuing in the same ways that they've been in, or same bondages. God says that we are to be bringing forth fruit, and bring forth more fruit, and bring forth much fruit. It's going to happen because we have disciplined ourselves. That means that we have conformed our life to hear and do the Word. We have become true disciples as we've disciplined our life to do what the Bible says. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk in love to every single person. We're in the Word continually, and we do what we hear. We take every thought captive and cast down mental reasonings against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We choose God's way, putting His Word first place, choosing life, making our mind up that we have set ourselves, that we're going to choose the way of the Lord. We never let cares, anxieties, or worries overtake us. We cast them upon the Lord. We speak God's Word. We speak a good report only. We bridle our tongue, we hold fast our confession. We know that our tongue is speaking forth what we are receiving. Your tongue's the pen of a ready writer. What you're speaking with your tongue is writing your ticket in the Spirit. If you pour grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. We're learning to pray with our spirit and tongues. And there's lots of people that can pray in tongues out there, but they don't pray in tongues much. You need to pray in tongues continually. Praying in tongues will edify you, it will build you up, it will strengthen you. It prays a perfect prayer. It prays a prayer directed by the Holy Spirit. You are praying by means of the Holy Spirit what He would pray through you at any point in time. And you can pray at your will, and you can pray continually to release His power. It is tremendous. And also you pray with your understanding according to the Word of God to bring forth the promises in your life. We confess our sins. We repent and turn from all areas of sin in our life. We forgive every person who's ever wronged us or hurt us. We don't hold grudges or resentments or bitterness. We're obedient to the Word of God. We are faithful to do what God has told us to do. We humble ourselves and we resist that pride. We're praisers and worshipers of God. We're continually rejoicing in the Lord in every situation, including the trials that come against us to try to stop our faith. We separate ourselves from the things of this world. We are steadfast on the Word of God. We don't waver. We don't wonder. We don't doubt. We know the truth, and we're going to be steadfast on the Word of God. We refuse fear. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. We fear not. We trust in the Lord and will not be afraid of anything. Otherwise, we would open the door for the devil to come in. We abound in hope. That's the confident expectancy that comes from the Word of God. The Word brings hope. And we release our faith by speaking forth the Word, and the faith is the substance of things that we hope for. We refuse hopelessness. We maintain hope because our mind is stayed upon the Word of God, and we will not be moved away from the hope of the gospel. We are confident in the Lord at all times in our life, and we are full of courage, praise God. God said, be strong and of a good courage. We will not be discouraged. We will not draw back at any time. We're going to go forth and do what God says. And we're going to be a bold witness for the Lord. God has given us a commission. It is a great commission to go and preach the gospel to every creature. You say, well, I'm not led to preach to this person. That's a lie from the devil. You have been told to preach to the gospel to every creature. The question is not whether you're led to preach to them. It's the question is, what do you want me to declare to this person? What do you want me to speak to this person? What do you want me to preach to them, Lord? Not whether you are or not. You are to preach to every creature. It's time for you to decide you're going to be a witness for the Lord. Open up your mouth. Start speaking to people. You may say, well, I'm kind of shy and backward. That's a work of the devil in you. God wants you bold, preaching the gospel boldly as you ought. He doesn't want you being full of fear and shy and backward. He wants you to be aggressive. You have been saved by the Lord. How much more should you give out what has been given unto you? Freely you've received, freely give. You know, the disciples in the early church, they went forth, the whole church went forth and preached the gospel. This is what Jesus is looking for in this day. If you're really going to be walking with the Lord and obedient to Him, you're going to be doing what He says. You know, the laborers are few. God's looking for laborers that will be a vessel for Him. Will you be a laborer for Him and go and preach the gospel boldly as you ought? Will you be one who's going to speak forth the word of God, praise God? Will you be a fisher of men? That's what Jesus looked for, those that will be fishers of men that will preach the gospel boldly as they ought. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord's looking for. So you be a witness for Him. Today we're going to talk about the area of diligence. Diligence is an important quality in every believer. The opposite of that is slothfulness, laziness, being a sluggard. God wants you to get those enemies under your foot. Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We are not casual inquirers whenever we have a need. We are diligent seekers of the Lord. That means you seek Him in time of need. You seek Him when you don't have a need. You seek Him every day. You seek Him because He's the source of your life. You seek Him for wisdom. You seek Him for understanding. You seek Him for knowledge. You seek Him to walk in the right way. You seek Him for His blessing upon your life and for His grace and mercy being poured out upon you. You seek Him because He is the way, the truth, and the life. God wants you to seek Him diligently. Don't be one of those that just seeks God and comes to God whenever you have a need. That shows your selfishness. You need to confess that as sin and repent of that. God wants you to be a diligent seeker of the Lord. Over in Proverbs chapter 4, the Bible says that we get in the Word of God. We're to hear the Word. We're to have our ear inclining into the Word. We're supposed to allow the Word to be in our heart. And then down in chapter 4, verse 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What is God doing? He's taking His Word. In fact, this is the covenant that He's made with us in these days, is that He's taking the Word and He's writing it in our heart and He's writing it in our mind. In our heart, it's producing faith. In our mind, it's producing hope. And it's important that we have the Word dwelling in both places. And as the Word is in us, then we need to be releasing our faith. And that comes forth from our heart as we speak the Word. And it says, keep thy heart with all diligence. See, God's with you according to what is in your heart. In fact, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. You can tell what you believe by listening to your mouth. We can tell where you're at. If we just listen to you for a day or two, we'll know exactly where you are at because of what you speak out of your mouth. Keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of the forces of life. The Lord wants you to keep the Word in the midst of your heart, and He wants you to guard your heart, protect your heart. See, the devil wants to get to your heart to sow doubt, to sow unbelief, to sow fear in your heart, so that you won't walk in the ways of the Lord. You see, you can't let the enemy come in. You let impure seed come into your heart, it's going to hinder the production of the fruit in your life. Too many Christians have let too many negative things into their heart. You've got to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, the Bible says this, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. You know, all the blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That doesn't mean just once in a while. You can't just decide to turn God on whenever you want. You are to diligently hearken to His voice. Is Jesus Lord over your life or not? How can you call Him Lord, Lord, and do not the things that He's commanded you to do? And when we're talking about doing them, we're talking about diligently doing them. Remember in Luke chapter 6, where they were saying, why call you Lord, me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things that I've told you to do? Those guys were hearers of the Word, but they weren't continual doers. In fact, the tense of the verb there for hear and for do is in the present tense, denoting continuous repeated action. They were hearers and hearers of the word. You know, there's many Christians that are hearers and hearers of the word. Oh, they go to church and they hear tapes and everything, and that's great. You need to hear the word. But are you doing what you hear? You can be a hearer and a hearer and a hearer of the word, but if you don't do it consistently, the storms of life are going to come and you're going to be blown away and your fall is going to be great. Because you're going to think that you've known things and that God should have come through for you, but you didn't do what you heard. And then you wonder why you have these problems. If you do what the Word says, then you'll see the fruit and you will see God bring forth victory. Remember, if you're not a doer of the Word, but a hearer only, you actually deceive your own self. James chapter 1, verse 22. It's important that you are a doer, a diligent doer of the Word of God. Praise God. Very important if you're going to see the blessings of God come to pass. You know, the diligent, those are the ones that tend to plenteous. It's tied into your prosperity. It talks about in the Proverbs. The hand of the diligent is going to bear rule. The diligent, those are the ones that are going to be made fat. Those are the ones who are going to be seeing God's blessings in their life because they're diligent, they're prompt. They show constant, earnest effort to accomplish the will of God in their life. That's what God's wanting in you. In fact, the Bible talks about being diligent to be found without spot at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you diligent to yield your members unto righteousness to produce holiness in your life? Are you diligent to overcome areas of sin in your life? Do you strive against sin, resisting it, or are you a pushover for the devil? It's time for you to get diligent. It's time for you to rise up and be diligent to do what He tells you to do. If you will be diligent, you'll make your calling and election sure. If you do these things the Bible says, do in the Word, you'll never fall. Praise God. There's a great blessing for those that'll be diligent. And you need to make the decision today. I will be diligent to do the things of God. I'll be diligent to hearken to His voice. I'll be diligent to seek Him. I'll be diligent to keep my heart. I'll be diligent to do what He's told me to do and walk in His ways. And then I shall never fall. I shall have victory and I shall walk and see the blessings of God come upon me in my life. Be diligent. Make the decision that you'll be diligent in the things of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, I want to invite you to a free seminar with Graham Coat, a former 700 Club chaplain, who's going to teach on the Hallelujah Diet, teaching health from a biblical perspective. Reverend Coat is going to testify how the Hallelujah Diet helped him overcome cancer and many physical diseases in his body. The seminar will be held Friday, January 8th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 23 Morse Road. That's Friday, January 8th from 7 to 9. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673.